Wagwan Basketball Trainers, it's Finance Friday. Apologize for not posting at my regular time. I say regular, it's probably only been like 1 week, but it's Finance Friday, and I got a couple of things on my mind financially that I'd like to talk about. And it's honestly, I realized that this podcast is really for me to verbally process, and I hope that it gives you value as I do that. And I'm preparing for these meetings with the leasing managers and landlords, so I can tell them I can't afford $11+ per square foot on top of triple net fees on top of like it's so wild and cool to realize as you grow, like, you get to get the data that you need, which I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but like, this process has been dope. And honestly, I wish I would have gone through it a little bit earlier, a little bit sooner, not to waste anybody's time, because I don't want to do that. But being able to go and talk to these commercial realtors and talk to the landlords and seeing what something actually would cost you, it helps you to plan and forecast. And honestly, looking through 2020's finances, seeing what's feasible, and I'm saying 2020, even though we just finished 2021, because if you can, I think it's good to look through multiple years and find those trends. Side note, really random, yo, like, even if like all this stuff that I'm talking about right now is just like kind of a foreign language, just looking at a number, some numbers, is helpful. Like, just looking at what you spent on advertising, and if you can't use advertising, then you can use something else, like how many kids have come to train with you per session. But advertising stood out to me because it was more than what it usually is, and you know, try to make sure is this worth what the ad spend is, and it definitely is. And I got to call myself out here. I talk about following up, but my follow-up game has been weak, not in terms of like, do I follow up, but in terms of the timeliness of follow-up. You know, you kind of realize that when somebody else gives you great service and great follow-up, they make you feel like you are their only customer, and that's how I want to make other people feel too. So the follow-up game has to get stronger in terms of the timeline between their actual training session versus when I reach out. Like, I'm curious to know what that time frame is like for you. Do you wait a day? Do you wait until like that same night? Do you wait 3 days? Do you forget? That's an interesting question. And honestly, the numbers tell you that story. The numbers will definitely tell you that story in terms of, well, at least it'll help you start to think about that story, I should say. And it has cool revelations like that. So we got a lot of leads, but again, the follow-up has been suspect. But beyond that, I often talk about past numbers, like 2020, 2021, but not as much about forecasting in the future. And a lot of us, I used to run business day by day, hoping for the best and taking whatever comes, and you know, thinking just providing a great service means people will come, which may be true, but not to be too businesslike, but you know, you might have a lot of people who come, but are those people really profitable people? Are they people that, you know, you're not just breaking even on the service and just having fun for the sake of having fun and not trying to grow? So those are the questions that have been coming to mind. And you know, we all have growth goals, right? Like, we all have growth goals, but I've been realizing that a lot of my growth goals are not structured and based off of, I wouldn't say they're not unrealistic, but they're not based off of as much reality as I would have liked for them to be. Meaning, there are so many contingencies and strategies and things that go into actually forecasting. For example, as we go and look at these spaces, how large is the space? What has been the operating capacity the last year or 2 years? So, you know, we've been using different gyms, and the operating capacity has been at 78%, 80%, 72%. So is it really realistic for me to draft a budget and expect 100% operating capacity? Not really. So when you put these numbers down, like pluck these numbers from thin air, there has to be some reality behind them. I am forever getting interrupted, but on that same line of thought, there has to be some reality and some contingencies and expectation of ancillary things that can happen and mess those numbers up. And I've just scratched the surface, but for sure, operating capacity is the first thing that comes to mind. Just because you put a number out there and say you're going to have 100 total people coming doesn't mean that it's actually going to happen. Like, realistically, have you had full capacity in every single one of your sessions? And if not, then it's hard to expect that going somewhere else. So I'm trying to mix a little bit of faith with works and making sure that this thing is guaranteed to work, that the numbers make sense. Like, if you have QuickBooks, man, QuickBooks is such a game changer. And my thought is this. If you look at financial statements, this will probably make sense for you. Like, why not get so structured with this and so realistic with it and practical that we basically map out our own income statement? So we like make a projection of an income statement. Obviously, you can't predict every contingency, but map out your own income statement, and then from there, kind of reverse engineer every single line item, maybe not every line item, but the major line items, to basically make like a vision board for your business financials. Like, that junk, that sounds fire. Maybe it's not as fire as I think it is right now, but just ranting because I'm driving on the road. So last thought, before creating this annual plan, there were two things that are running through my mind that are very important. And the first one is like the plan for a longer term goal. It's hard to plan for the year if you don't really know where you're trying to go 3 to 5 or 7 years from now. Like, I'm seeing that with the fact that, you know, I wanted the facility to train out of. I think a lot of us do. But it's knowing what I know now in terms of the cost per square footage, I would have definitely looked to see, you know, maybe it would make sense to lease out one of these gyms that I'm renting from and pay for a lawyer to draft the contract to lease the space for the entire year, rather than going to look for a new space to build out a court to do. Like, those are things to where, you know, not beginning with the end in mind, I guess that's how you would put it, begin with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey says. Those are things that I think are practical and are helpful when thinking about an annual plan. They help you definitely be more strategic with your planning. I think it could have saved a lot of money too. But second thing would be looking at historical data from like last year and 2 years ago, to see the trends and to kind of predict and plan for different quarters and different action points. So that's the first two things that I'm going to be working on, that I'll be doing on Finance Friday for next week. And as I get things that are revealed to me from looking at the numbers, I'll be glad to share it with you. And hopefully this helped you guys out. I'm on the road. I'm going to focus on driving and get ready to visit this next location.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.